Hello, I'm Tim, filling in for Tamara for this podcast episode. Today's a really nice episode. We've got something really cool for you guys, lined up for you guys. Today we'll be talking with the previous president from IISE and the current president from IISE. So within the IISE, we change presidents every year. Every member has a 1 year mandate, and so does the president. We elect our presidents or our president every around February, March. And this year, some of you guys probably already know him. His name is Liam Casey. He's our new president, and he's just a phenomenal guy. Today in this episode, we're gonna get the opportunity to talk with him, get to know a bit about his vision for the upcoming year, and we'll also talk with the previous president from IISE, Anthony Montanaro, my good friend from my Capstone team. We'll get to we'll get an opportunity to glean a bit more from his wisdom before he leaves. And so we'll be talking about what IISE has been doing over the past year or few years, and why that was important for us. We'll also talk with Liam. We'll ask him what he has in mind this year for IISE, and we'll also get to ask both guys about how they balance their co-curricular activities with their academic studies, because the balance is always a delicate one. You always want to keep your grades up while participating in a student association. So we're going to get the opportunity to know how they balance that out well. So there it is. Enjoy the episode. We'll talk right after. Hey everyone, we are back with our podcast. I have no idea what episode this is. I stopped counting a while ago, but we've got two amazing guests today, Liam Casey and Anthony Montanaro. Is there a title that comes with a master's degree, Anthony, or master?
I like you get a like how you get a BEng.
Yeah.
I'm going for a Master's of Science, so an MASC.
So would I introduce you differently in the future?
You don't have to.
I don't have to.
That
would make me profoundly uncomfortable. I don't like that.
But yeah, Liam and Anthony, guys, I'm super happy you two are here. As our audience knows, we're really in this transition between two presidents. Anthony's presidency is slowly
It
transitioning
is
into,
done.
and it is officially
Like,
done. In my
officially, it is
heart, it
done.
is not.
Well,
Stop
that's great, but like.
it. Liam has taken over ISE. We're doing well at the time of this recording. We're
It sounds
doing.
like a military takeover or something, like a coup. No, he was elected like through our usual process.
Everything's legal, guys, we promise.
Yeah, so I'm happy to take over ISC. It's it was a peaceful takeover, as I can say. But yeah, I'm really happy
He's,
to.
that sounds like I have like a gun to your head making you say
We
that.
threw down our weapons pretty quickly, yeah.
Absolutely.
So yeah, Liam is incoming president for 2023, 2024, and I am outgoing president, that's the word,
I think so.
for 2022, 2023,
Yep.
and graduating and starting graduate studies. So I'll still be around as chair next year, whereas Timothée is not.
I'll still be around floating somewhere in the
In Saint Jerome.
in Saint Jerome.
Yeah,
Absolutely. Yeah, so I'm still gonna have Anthony just helping me with the whole leadership of the association. So I'm
More
happy.
advising, yeah.
Or
That's,
advising, yeah.
yeah, the point of
Full
the role.
seat chair, but I'm happy to have you in the association for next year.
I'm
And
happy
on
to be
board.
there.
Thank you.
And yeah,
Yeah.
let's move to the first topic, I think.
And Tim, do you want to mention quickly where you're going?
Well, for me, I'm also graduating like Anthony. I'm
Oh.
going at Lion Electric. I'm gonna be a I'm gonna be a prototyping engineer, but I'm not allowed to use the word engineer because I'm not a licensed engineer just yet. So I'm gonna say I'm doing prototyping engineering. That's all.
Well, you do have the ring. You both have the ring, so
Yeah, but
you're
it's a
almost a junior.
whole like don't we're not legally allowed to say that we're engineers.
I see. Okay.
It's a whole thing. You will learn in time what
Young
that is, but
Padawan.
yeah, like
I'll be
the
sure.
OIQ has very specific legal rules around this.
Because
Actually, I think every province's engineering, this is a whole different topic that we could get
a
into.
whole episode.
Like there was a whole event hosted by Cubes, I believe, that was explicitly about this. That was a whole
That's where I
hour.
learned it. That's where I
Yeah,
learned
that
it.
was a whole, I mean, I learned from my brother, but that's just because he graduated a while ago. But yeah, there was a whole event by Cubes. I don't know if they're going to repeat that next year. It was a wonderful event.
It was a good event.
Very informative. Anyways.
But yeah, quick introductions aside, again, super happy you guys are here. I'm really loving this moment we get to chat. Really, officially within IAC is going to be pretty much the last moment we're going to talk about. We're going to be talking together. So I really wanted to grab you guys' wisdom, put in a podcast, and have people learn from that as much as they can and want. So I have three questions or three topics for us to go through tonight. First one is more of a reflection on what we've had over the past year. So maybe this is going to be more geared towards Anthony. So what did we accomplish over the past year or even maybe the last few years? And why was that significant within IC and within the Concordia student body?
Okay, well, I'm gonna say within IAC, these things are certainly significant within IAC, but the effects were probably not necessarily felt by the larger student body because we're not, I'm not gonna say we're not all that important, but like it's like a we're not gonna have that kind of effect. Like if ECA makes a big change, everyone's gonna feel that change because they affect everybody. But like for us, it's a very localized community of industrial engineers who would be affected. So I'm gonna say the biggest change in recent memory would be the website, in my opinion. That was actually the website's actually only like 2 or 3 years old now.
That's true.
Like in its current form, it was 2020, the year 2020, 2021, right? That academic year that it was started. It
You're
was 2 years
right.
ago now. It was
You're right.
Kimberly Richard was president. It was, I think that was her like main thing that she was planning as president was the website.
Oh.
It's definitely been a big boon to us to have that website to be able to just be like, hey, if you want to see any of our events, just go to the website. Because in the past, it was like, hey, go to the Facebook page and dig through the last 20 posts to find the thing that you want. Like, whereas now it's like, you want to get in contact with us, you want to see what anything is about, you want to see pictures, you want to see all our events, just go to the website.
I think it was like a big professional step for the
Yeah, for
association.
sure. And we got recognized by Mother, we call it Mother IAC, the parent organization of IAC Concordia. We got recognized by them for starting the website. They were like, hey, really good work on the website.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's
Yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, that's cool to know.
Yeah.
I while Anthony was talking, I pulled up the website to notice these things. And we've got what are the interesting things we have here? The upcoming events.
I'd say
Speak
the
to them.
upcoming events is definitely the most important part.
Yeah.
And I'd say up close to that is the team page.
Yeah,
Now,
I
I know
love
not everyone knows about it, but if you ever have to contact a member within IAC, there's a page with everyone that's in the team. has their LinkedIn and it has their ISC email.
And a small bio and a picture. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So cool. It's a very helpful page if you ever need to get in contact with us.
Yeah, the page is very nicely set up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's I was VP Webmaster last year, and I must say that was definitely the most difficult page to work with.
Oh yeah.
Because I think each component on that page is like an isolated thing.
Oh no.
So I'm gonna actually hold on. I'm gonna go to the team page. So if I remember correctly, each component of that, like the picture of a person is an individual thing. Their name, their title, their email button, and the person button are all individual items that you have to manipulate. Mm-hmm. And like, yes, you can group them, but at the same time, like, if you accidentally ungroup them, it's a pain.
Yeah.
We shouldn't get into this. I could talk about this all day.
One of the other tabs I like in the website is of course, the Indu Talks tab.
Yeah.
Want to know more about the podcast? That's like your best place to go to.
Yeah, that was started. Yeah, Indu Talks was started last year. You've certainly worked more with it, Tim, but I think it's been really good.
Oh yeah, it's been going really well, and I was actually surprised when people came up to me and they were like, "Dude, I listened to your last episode. Like, that was awesome." I'm like, and then my honest reaction was like, yo, people are listening to it?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang, okay.
Okay, what are you saying? This podcast, there's people that listen to it, I'm sure.
I didn't know it would be people like in my classes. I thought it'd be like first year, second year getting into it, maybe just knowing it exists, but like my friends were like, yeah, I listened to it last week, your newest episode. And that was really encouraging. That was really fun.
It's like to the wine and cheese. So we had a wine and cheese event in March for people who didn't know. And I was really surprised when I'm going to say shout out to Annie when he came up to me and he gave me some things to some small hint for the podcast, some small things that we could next year for the podcast. His name is Annie, Hani.
Oh, okay. Hani. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not used. I my brain is saying Hani when I read that name, and I'm not used to the French.
Yeah. So he came up to me and he was like, "Oh, I love your podcast, but there's a couple of things that we could maybe change about it." And I was like, "Bro, there's people actually listening to the podcast." I was
like, "Guys, that is. I feel like that is the wrong reaction to have while we're recording the podcast."
Yeah,
George would keep me filled in last year while he was like uploading it. He was like, "Well, like we're getting like 50 like listeners weekly kind of thing, like on the week that it's uploaded, kind of thing." And I was like, "Wow, that's pretty impressive."
That is pretty good.
Yeah, so thank you all the people listening to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you to
the moment.
All the people currently listening, thank you for listening. We appreciate you, and we are totally not surprised that you are still listening to this.
And even if you're listening to this, like, I don't know, it's 2025, you're going into finals, you're not sure if Indu is the right thing for you, and you're listening to this, like, man, this is pretty awesome for you.
You're real.
You're real.
That's okay. Let's move past this. and then, so the topic that we were discussing is what did we accomplish over the past year or past 2 years? And I'm going to say for my year, it was less. I noticed that we kept adding new things. We kept adding new things, but we never like took the time to clean up the stuff that we were doing internally. So I took the time this year to make sure that we established some internal tools. We started using Notion, for those of you who know what that is. Before, it was like you had like 5 spreadsheets that you had to consult at any given time. And like just making it so that it's all in one place, all integrated, all interacts together automatically was kind of my goal this year. We got most of the way there. I think the only thing we're missing is like integrating a calendar into it properly, so that like you make an event and it like goes into the calendar. That's not on our side though. That's just like Notion hadn't like done that when we started. But yeah, that was kind of my goal for this year. We also saw like a big jump in attendance of our events, but I think that was just in general. Like last year, I know for Industry Week, we didn't have super great turnout. It just wasn't super great. And then I know that this year, when I was comparing the numbers for how many people attended each event, it was like always at least a double or three or four times what it was before. And I don't know if that's because of anything we did, but I know that that is a big improvement.
I feel it would be kind of normal on a certain extent, because you last year we were still in the pandemic and people weren't super used to,
Yeah, but I've also heard that like this year there was a lot, something I've heard from other student associations was that this year there was a lot less like student involvement, student engagement, and like I know one student association, I'm not going to name who they are, they had like a quarter of the applications they got last year.
Oh no.
Yeah, like last year they had like 80 something applicants, and this year they had like 20. If you're listening to this and you know those numbers, you know who you are. But like I heard stuff like that, and I felt really bad for them because they had a really good year.
Yeah.
Like they were objectively a really good student association, but like for some reason people this year just weren't as interested.
Yeah, and sometimes it's all about the marketing. Like some people are interested about like joining the some association, but they just can't find any links to join it, or they just don't find any like promotion for the interview. So sometimes that's the reason why the turnout isn't so great, because it all comes back to marketings.
Yeah, marketing is definitely a major factor in that, but like I don't think they failed to market anything. Like they had a really good year, and it's just like nobody was interested in applying for some reason, which was really odd. Yeah, but I feel like we didn't really see it. If anything, we saw the opposite effect. We saw that either people were just as interested as last year or more interested. And like the example I'll give is the wine and cheese, which every year is like our biggest event in terms of everything, like number of sponsors that attend, number of students that attend, everything. Other than maybe conference. Conference is definitely meant to be bigger, but like we don't really organize the conference necessarily. We do sometimes. Anyways, that's besides the point. Wine and cheese, even this year, was like we had, I think, the number of total attendees we had last year, including like the company guests, is what we had this year as just students. Actually, we had more than that this year as just students. Like we
Interesting.
had, I think we had 100 people last year in total ish. And this year we had 104 or 110 students attending. And then like holy crap. Other sponsors, yeah. Like
That's good.
most people didn't realize, like looking at the list of tickets and stuff that we had sold, but it was quite the guest list.
Yeah, I saw it when I ran out of pamphlet.
You how many
Printed
pamphlets
out.
did you print? You printed like 100, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I printed like 100 pamphlet, and I was like, okay, we're gonna be fine, because I was like, executive, they don't need any pamphlet, and
Yeah, but I
people,
wanted a pamphlet.
yeah. Well, I should have printed like maybe like 130 pamphlet, but I
Yeah,
thought
I think.
we would have like some left at the end, but we ran out of pamphlet. Like I think
Yeah.
like five pamphlet from giving one pamphlet to like each student. So I
Yeah, I
was,
know that there were some people who even like at the end, they were like, here's the pamphlet back. Like, I'm not like, oh. Like, I'm not keeping this. And I was like, thank you. I'm gonna hand this to another guest. Like, I know that some executives wanted to keep a copy of the pamphlet, and I was like, hey, here's a pamphlet that I just got from someone. Yeah.
Go. Yeah.
All
Well.
right. So now looking forward, I think is the next topic that you had in mind, Tim.
Yeah, pretty much. You always read my mind, Anthony. It's really good.
It's almost like I have the chat open on my other screen.
You wouldn't. No.
I would never.
No. Okay. Liam, this is really one of the questions I love to ponder on, and kind of see where we're gonna go, and also ask where we're gonna go.
And so, Mr. President, what's your vision? What are we gonna do this year?
I'm not used to be called Mr. President yet.
Honestly, you never get used to it. It's not a thing that you get. Like I stopped being president like 4 days ago, and I'm like, oh, thank God, nobody's gonna call me Mr. President anymore. Like it's just so, it's like such a thing that you're like, you just don't get used to. You're like, okay, stop.
Call
Like
me Anthony.
call me Anthony, call me by my last name, call me whatever you want. Just don't call me Miss. Like calling me Mr. President makes me uncomfortable. Actually, don't call me whatever you want. Other things also make me uncomfortable. I felt Tim was about to whip out the Tony, and I don't like the Tony. I don't.
I was about to whip out the Monty for your
That's
last name.
actually that's what my close friends call me.
Okay,
So
shit. So
that's objectively more okay with me than Tony. I hate Tony. I like other people who like being called Tony. That's great. I have an uncle Tony. I love him, but it's not me. I've never been called Tony.
Well, so for Monty and to answer Timmy's question.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so well, other than just getting used to be called Mr. President, I'm really looking for next year. So this weekend we have the interviews for ISC for the new executives. So that's gonna be like probably the biggest part of the job that we currently have for spring or just before summer. So once the interviews are done and I have my new team for next year, the big projects are already going to be on the way. So the biggest project that we have, well, for next year, for 2023, 2024, is something that I've brought. Actually, okay, so I'm just gonna do like a small loop. So I joined ISC in 2021 as a first year rep, and in my interview for first year rep, I remember that I mentioned that I would love to implement a YouTube channel for ISC. So that was like an idea that I brought because I really wanted to be part of the team, and I was like, okay, that would be good to pull out like in an interview. But I stick to my promise, and we're gonna make it something official. So we're gonna have a YouTube channel for ISC, which is gonna be dedicated for tutorials to cover Indoo classes. So we're pretty much gonna start with Indoo 211 for those who know. So it's the first class that Indoo student have to take once they join Concordia. And we're gonna have a tutor going through all the practical problems on the YouTube channel. So it's gonna be, I hope it's gonna be something really professional. We have already been looking for rooms to do the recordings, and once we're done with Indoo 211, our goal is to move to other classes, maybe Indoo 323, Operation Research One, and then we're gonna see from there. Yeah.
Ooh, that's gonna be good.
Yeah, you guys also you got like a super nice room for recording already, or like you've confirmed that you can use it.
Yeah,
Like
I
we're not
know.
gonna don't necessarily say what the room is to get
I'm
people's
not gonna. I'm
expectations
not
up, but
gonna.
like
Yeah.
you have
So
the option of a lot of super nice rooms at Concordia, which is helpful.
absolutely. So I'm
Shout
not
out Concordia.
positioned. I'm not positioned in that room just in case it
Something happens,
works.
yeah.
Yeah. But if it works, and it's probably gonna work, because I do have the confirmations. Thank you.
Thank you, Concordia.
Yeah, thank you, Concordia. But if it works, yeah, it's gonna be a super nice room, really professional, and it's a big project, but I'm really looking forward to it. And I think the cool part about that project is that it's gonna last like a lot of years. That's my goal. My goal is to be able to leave ISC and have something that is gonna just last. A bit like you, Anthony, like the internal changes. You know, if the next president stick to it, it's gonna last a lot of years.
Yeah, like I could see that they might want to like change the way the Notion works, because I know that this year we ran into a similar problem as previous years where it was like you go to Notion but then you're not sure where in Notion you have to go. But like I can see that being changed, but I think that using the platform is something that kind of should be kept, and I think it will be kept because it's like such a convenient way to manage everything.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, no Notion, For those who don't know, we pulled out a new platform called Notion. Maybe Tim, if you want to do a 30
second. if you want to do your plug, because I know that you and Rebecca were the ones that were like, we were in the meeting. I was in a meeting at the beginning of the year, and I was like, hey, if anybody has any tools that they want to use that like integrate Google services and like we can use for the team, like, please let me know. I'm looking to improve our internal tools and all that. And then Tim and Rebecca, like, basically sales pitch Notion to me separately. And I was like, hey guys, maybe you should work together on this. And yeah, if you want to do that sales pitch real quick, that'd be a good idea.
Let's go, bro. I trained everyone in ISC to use Notion. They let me do an updated sales pitch, not the one that I used to do. Notion is it's a cross-platform note-taking app. It syncs with every user. It is amazing to organize any type of written content, audio, pictures, whatever. It's really well organized, and it has tools built in for formatting and all that stuff. And recently it has an update. It uses, I'm gonna say, it's ChatGPT. It now uses ChatGPT inside. One of the most recent. I think I'm an early I think I have the early bird option. I have
for super the, for impressive that one. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Oh, what
yeah,
is it, what does it use it for?
I haven't explored it in depth, but essentially it's a version of ChatGPT inside of Notion. You can ask things inside, and you can ask it to do certain types of actions based on text that is written on Notion.
Okay,
so you can explore that, Liam.
Yeah, so sure. Like setting up flow will definitely be easier, because I know that was something we had trouble with.
Yeah. But one of the advantages of Notion that I've recognized, Notion is really amazing to build like an internal website. For example, in ISC, we always have.
Actually, we had an internal website.
I know we had. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
But we could recreate that here. So we would have like a section for calendar, a section for contact information, a section for knowledge database, section for that, section for this. Notion is really powerful on that. Really good, really well set up. On the note-taking side, I'd say if you use like for example, close competitor, OneNote on that side, they both compete very well together. They really do the same thing, but Notion, I have it pulled up on the side. It looks like a website.
Yeah.
It's made to be that way. But let me see if I can. Do I have the AI? Yeah, there you go. AI. I have three AI blocks in Notion now. A summary AI. It can create a summary of a current page. So that would be amazing for meeting notes, meeting minutes. Action items. It can extract action items from a current page. And it can create content within any written instruction.
That's pretty cool.
That okay, so hold on. That's on my personal Notion.
Okay, I feel like we're getting too much into the details of Notion. I do, so we just wanted a short sales pitch, and now we're getting a demo.
Something really specific.
I appreciate your time, Tim. however, that's gonna be a knob. No,
but one thing I just want to tell people. The AI thing is available in pre-release. I had to sign up a few months ago for that one. So I just double checked, and on our Notion page with my senior VP account, it's not available just yet.
Well, it's also, we're guests on the Notion. That's just, we're getting into
okay, yeah.
Way too much detail now. This is the Notion podcast. But no, I think like it's a tool that's very powerful, and it's very helpful for organizing yourself internally. And I think that it's something that I hope they continue using. If they don't, that's fine. But like, I don't see why they wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, you could use emails to communicate in the future. It works perfectly well. Mm-hmm. Might be slow.
Anyways.
So we've got
we talked about the YouTube channel. Yeah.
Anything else you have planned for in the future, Liam?
So we do. We have a lot of change in the internals.
But like, that's not
Yeah,
that's,
so
that's stuff that is more experimental, and you want to, I know you wanted to.
Absolutely. Well, I had like the in-person meeting once a month.
Yeah.
For the executives, but that's not really stuff that you guys who listen to the podcast want to hear. So yeah, we do have the YouTube channel. That's the biggest change that we're gonna bring next year. And we do have also some new position, VP Innovation, or who's gonna work on the podcast full time. Well, full time what?
Well, no, VP Innovations is not gonna be podcast anymore.
Yeah, so that's a bit confusing, but we have VP Podcasts, because the podcast, we had the podcast for 2 years, so we decided to change the name VP Innovation for VP Podcasts.
Is this a decision? No, this was your decision. This was what you ran with as your presidency.
I discussed it with some people, including Tim.
Yeah.
But yeah, we agreed that that we're gonna change the name VP Innovation to VP Podcast, because it's a bit more appropriate, knowing that the podcast has been there for 2 years. But yeah, so it's gonna leave us VP Innovation to do some real innovation. That's pretty much all I have to say about VP Innovation part of that.
I'm excited for the YouTube video, especially because I feel like over the years, I've heard a lot of people, you know, wanting to join ISC, and they're like, yo, I'm going to do, we could do a YouTube thing. We could do this. We could do that.
Yeah. And like, you could even do, continue though. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt.
Real quick, because I think I know where you're headed to next, the Tony, but.
Don't you dare.
So people would be like, oh, we could do YouTube. We could do that thing. And then I'd be like, okay, sick. What's your plan? I don't know, but now Liam has a really good plan. YouTube video is not just like another marketing tool. It is a tool to teach. And, you'll know, Liam, one of those subscribers is going to be me, and I'm going to be watching your stuff. You know, at my mechanical engineering job, I'm going to be like, okay, how did I do? I don't know. What was the heuristics we would learn in the tool?
Clark Wright. Hey.
Clark Wright, there you go. Clark Wright, or the nearest neighbor heuristic.
If you forget the nearest heuristic. Neighbor heuristic, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a hard word to pronounce.
But
it's true. All the letters are not pronounced the way they would be in French.
Yeah, yeah. No, because why not? You know,
that's rough for. I mean, it is a whole different language, guys. We're not going to get into this conversation right now. We've had this conversation before.
Guys, this is not a Notion tutorial. This is not a French tutorial class. This is
you're going to see stuff from your Indu 211 class. So it's going to bring you back to your first year in industrial engineering.
They're good.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good project, even going into future years.
Oh, yeah.
Something that you could even... I'm actually not going to say anything else, because I was going to suggest something you could explore, but then people are going to hold you to it. We're going to talk about it after the podcast. Never mind.
Come on, we could have had something to hold Liam accountable and liable with.
I would rather not.
You want to leave them suspense.
Yeah, I would like, yes, keep an eye out for other announcements for what Liam is planning, because that is his problem.
I'm going to do a marketing shout out for everything, you know, we've been saying, for our audience. You know, you can you stay tuned for these changes and all these changes. Best way you can do is Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I know for some of you guys, maybe you don't have LinkedIn yet.
But I'd say LinkedIn is less of where we post updates, but definitely Instagram. Like, because LinkedIn, we try and keep it like completely professional. Like,
yeah.
Like when we're having the wine and cheese, we'll advertise that there. But like, other than that, we try and keep our LinkedIn just like the most professional stuff. We might announce new initiatives there, but like the real two places would be Facebook and Instagram.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Maybe TikTok in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with the stories for marketing, like when we have events, if you want to stay to keep up with all the events, if you want to see like if we have to change room for an event or anything, we do send emails, but we're also really active on the stories on Instagram and Facebook. So yeah.
On Instagram, you can search us by IISE Concordia Chapter. I think it's the same thing for Facebook.
Yeah. Well, I hope that if they found this podcast, we have it somewhere, and like they have it somewhere. Hopefully, that they found this podcast through social media, or actually, if they found this podcast otherwise, we should definitely put. I hope the socials are linked in the podcast description.
I will do that. Yes.
Yes. Please make sure that that's done.
We're talking about the podcast organization.
In yeah, we're gonna. Should that be how we close it off? No, I think you had one more.
There's one last topic I'd like to discuss with you guys, because for me personally, my first semester in Indu, I was starting to look around for associations to be part of. Yep. I never quite found the right fit until I joined ISC, where I'm like, okay, this vibe is really good. And for me, one of the big things why I never found that vibe, that
you don't have to keep using the word vibe. I know it's like a hip new word that you learned, but like,
I know, you know, it's trying to be part of the cool kids. for me, the main reason why it took me a while to find a good association was because of the commitment, right? When we envision a student association, you know, you'll have to spend a portion of your weekly time, your weekly hours dedicated to that student, to that association. It can't just be school. It is now school and association. So I wanted to know from your perspective, Anthony, you might have a deeper understanding on that level, because you're a fourth year, you've graduated. Maybe Liam, you know, we'll maybe learn a few things from this, but I want us to share a bit of our ways, plural, that we've managed to balance school and association, you know, keeping a good balance with those. The ball is in your court.
I guess, Liam, you go ahead. Actually, no, I'll go ahead, because my answer is probably going to be much shorter. I don't really manage my time that much. I just do everything as soon as it's assigned to me. Like Tim knows that when we get class assignments, I'm usually done right away, just because I hate having things that I need to do. Mm-hmm. I would rather be able to like have leisure. Like, so I have the inverse procrastination mentality. So like, mm-hmm. procrastinators are like, I'd rather spend my time doing something that's fun, and then I'll do the work later. No, mine is I'll do the work right away, and then I will have the fun time, like with no guilt. And that's so that
makes you do have some guilt when you're not doing what you're supposed
exactly. to. Exactly. And but like, also there was a study, psychological study, that was like, part of the reason people procrastinate is because they get like a rush from doing the wrong thing. So it's like a happy feeling, but I just feel the guilt. so like, I don't, I'm feeling, yeah, like I'm just built different. But anyways, yeah, like I make sure as soon as something is assigned to me, I do it right away. And as soon as I'm done, I have leisure time or time to do other stuff. The only tool I actually do use is like Google Calendars, just like scheduling events, scheduling homework in it, just not scheduling the time in which I will complete it, just scheduling like the due date of stuff, just so that I know like I have this much time until it's due. I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. Prioritize that way, but other than that, don't really. I just do my work right away in order of when it's due.
The do your work right away, I can fully attest to that. Like, we'd get out of class and I'm like, what do we do now? And Anthony's like, oh, I'm gonna start working on the assignment.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the assignment that was just given to us.
And then, you know, I'll be setting up my stuff for the assignment, and Anthony's like, done, submitted.
Yeah, dude, it's a fun time, I'm not gonna lie. This is part of why I make sure to keep my technology up to date, so I can do those things and not be held back by the limits of my technology. It's like, that's not the reason, it's for video games, but like, it's a fun excuse. What about you guys?
For my part, I feel like So I was first year rep last year, and I had like a lot of time. So as first year rep, I didn't do much. Well, I didn't do as much as I was doing this year as a VP sponsorship. And I felt like the more time that I have, like the more I procrastinate. So like my solution for me is basically just to fill up my calendar. So I have like I'm working, I have school, I have the association, and the more filled my calendar is, like the more the less I can procrastinate, because I know that if at that time I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, like I'm not gonna make it. So yeah, that's basically like I'm a master procrastinator, and the only way for me not to procrastinate is to keep myself super occupied so I don't have like any choice but to work. I don't know if it makes sense, but
For me, it makes total sense, and I love that. I
I
love
think
that.
so. We are exact opposites.
Yes.
It's what I'm hearing here.
Absolutely.
But
And
it makes sense. I've read an article a few years ago that compared like students' performance with two groups of students. One group of students didn't have a lot of classes, had a lot of leisure time, had a lot of time to study. And another group was had a pretty full course load and were had like a part-time job and all that stuff. Guess which group had the highest grades?
The one with the most classes and part-time jobs.
There
I
you
would like
go.
to quickly say, like, it's okay to not take the full course load, guys. Like, if you need a break, if you want to take like a lighter course load, that's totally fine. Just statistically, this is what the findings were. We want to be clear
Yeah.
here.
Well,
Well,
hey,
I can
yeah.
like give you an example. Like I know that last semester I had six classes, but 201 and 202, like this is just one class, and 312 is half a well, I'm not gonna get into details, but I had like less classes. I wasn't working, so I had like a lot more time, and I performed a lot worse than I did this semester when I had like some time. Once I had like two jobs for a couple of weeks in the semester. I had the association, the transition to be president, and I had like really good grades this semester, and I was like super occupied. So I think the solution for me is just to be like super occupied, and that's what works for me pretty much. Yeah. How about you, Tim?
I kind of had the same strategy. I can also procrastinate very well. I just manage it better, right? I also would love to keep myself busy. It's my strategy. I've refined it so well over the past year. Like legit, in my calendar, I'd have, let me circle back a few weeks ago. I'd have a 1 hour block on Sunday nights or Sunday evenings, 4 to 5 p.m. It's called Plan the Week. And in my calendar, there's already due dates, there's already classes, there's already, here's when I'm taking the train, here's when I'm going to work out. But then I just fill everything that's left with, okay, here's when I'm going to work on Capstone. I'm going to work specifically on this thing. Here's when I'm going to study for the midterm that's coming up next week after that. Here is when I'm going to write that part of the report. And everything, it's jam-packed. People would look at my schedule being like, how do you even breathe looking at that? And I'm like,
Oh,
that's
that's
how.
scheduled too. Don't worry.
Yeah.
That,
Yeah, that's a good one.
that's the 4 to 5 p.m. that's included there. That's it has a note just like breathe.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's good.
To
That's
give
good.
like an example for people, like you can ask Tim any date in the next couple month, and also a time, and he's
Every
gonna
next couple of
be
months, whoa, he's not that bad.
able to. I was trying
He's
to like
pretty bad,
I was
but
trying to like
like
okay, well,
trying to exaggerate, I get it, but like
blew up
let's
everything,
be
but we can ask him like any dates in a couple of weeks, and he's and any time, and he's gonna be able to tell you exactly what he's gonna be doing at that
actually
moment.
ask him what he's gonna be doing in the next decade. He'll probably know.
Come on, guys. But one thing that I do pride myself on is whenever someone needs help for anything, I always find a way to reschedule stuff and make time for that. There's never been a time where I told like someone like, hey, I don't have time for you, it won't work.
That's really cute. I've done that.
Okay, well, I did it.
I'm just building. No, I'm definitely like, if it's something that somebody like objectively shouldn't need help for, I'm like, okay, no, I'm sorry, I don't have time for this. I have to
obviously
go.
if someone's procrastinating on stuff and you're like, yeah, I shouldn't be helping you do this, but you know,
if it is like a genuine like, hey, I really need help, like.
Yeah.
As someone who asks help from both of you, I can attest 100% that this is true.
Yeah. That I've refused helping you. Yeah. I
so Tim helps me, but Anthony, he doesn't want to help me. So
yeah, of course, that's definitely.
That's always what happens.
That's always what happens.
No, I've told Anthony so many times to work on caps on stuff, and he's like, no, don't care. Don't want
to. No, don't care. Not doing it. Goodbye. And that, all of guys, just disclaimer, I'm not. That was all humor, just in case. Yeah. Just in case you don't understand that was all humor. I do help them.
I do have one last question. If Tim, you're done with the official questions, I would
like pretty much go for it, dude.
Slight one last for both of you. So I would like to know, how do you feel? Well, maybe not for Anthony so much, but maybe like he can fast forward in 2 years. How does it feel to like be done with school and entering like your professional life?
It's a good question.
Be like a real engineer. Or like I like to say, like a real adult.
I'm still going to be living with my mama and papa, so I'm.
I'm still going to be living with my parents for a while. We have, in English we call it a bachelor pad. In a house, it's like a small apartment in of its own in a bigger house, where an older child a child could live there for a few for a while in his own apartment. But to answer your question, Liam, I don't know, for now it still feels like an internship. Like I'm going on an internship. I'm actually going back to where I did my internship, so it's kind of gonna be pretty familiar to me. But It was strange to kind of walk around uni my last actually a week ago. I finished my last exam. It was lean manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I walked around uni. I emptied my locker for the last time and kind of looked around a bit. And I kind of went into the library and I'm like, all you guys are studying. I'm done. It definitely feels weird to kind of wrap my head around, okay, all of these guys that I've been going to class with, I'm laughing with these guys, I'm having fun with these guys. Most of these guys I'll never see again in my life. Some I will see from time to time, but it will not be at the same frequency. And it does kind of bring a bit of a nostalgic feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It is a bit hard for me. It's going to take me a while to kind of make the full transition. But, it's even weird. Like I've cleaned up my desk, my office. There's no more textbooks. Unfortunately, this is an audio recording, but since you guys are, we're in video, I can show you this. So at the back, you can see a pile of notebooks.
Oh yeah.
It's about
three. That's actually crazy.
Yeah, no, these are like, all my textbooks.
You guys can't see this. It's how tall is that? You can say like 3 feet, 4 feet.
Yeah, probably. it's about 3.5, I'd say.
So yeah, about that tall of just paper.
Yeah. And I cleaned all of that. I don't have. I just have one pen. Before I had so many pen, highlighters, pencil.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of in the same, because a master's is very different from a bachelor's. There's way more there's going to be way more time for me to work on my thesis. There's way more like freedom to do what you want with it. It's a very different thing. And like, it's not going to be the same as it was for my bachelor's, where it was like, I had classmates kind of thing. And like, I started school with a certain set of people and I ended school with a very similar set of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like for a thesis, it's, you have to take four courses and then you write your thesis. And that's all that you do to get all that you do to get the degree. A thesis is like 150 pages sometimes. But like, that's what you do. And so like, because you're only taking four classes and because you only need to take four classes and those four classes are like your focus, you're not going to have the same classmates. Like the people you start with and the people you graduate with might be the same, but you probably won't have interacted with them. Whereas for like a bachelor's, like you do have classmates.
Yeah.
So I am definitely going to miss like the whole, like the class that we had was super fun and like a bunch of really great people.
Oh yeah.
And I'm definitely going to miss them now that we're graduating, but like, yeah, that's about it. Cause I'm not even moving on to a job. I'm going back to school right away. Cause I never want to come back. or like I'm planning to like do my master's and that's it for the foreseeable future.
I just hope on my side that once I go to my job, I can find another like good group of friends that I go to work and I'm like, hey buddy,
yeah,
you know,
like you'll be able to Lion especially, they have that kind of culture.
They have a good culture. Have a good culture. I really don't want to be like, you know, on Sunday nights. No, I mean on Sunday nights being like, dang, I have to go to work tomorrow. I have to see certain people. Like I have to work with these guys tomorrow.
Well, that's, I mean, I really you might don't still feel that way, but like if you have friends at your job, it is less bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question, Liam?
Yeah. We are old men.
We have a white beard and we have the white beard wisdom.
Yeah, that was like a high wisdom and a question that was just answered.
That's probably the highest wisdom I've ever had to like dig into.
He's gonna have to take a nap after this.
Going to take a nap after this.
Okay, I'm surprised it wasn't video games.
No, I have to eat supper really, but
okay,
besides the point.
Yeah, well, I think we can maybe wrap it up.
Oh yeah, guys. You know, I do want to respect your time. We've been here for a while. I personally am looking forward to listening to this episode again, just for fun. Liam and Anthony, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. It was really good talking with you both. But yeah, that's it, Liam. I wish you the best success with your presidency. I know you're going to do awesome. You're going to build an amazing team. Anthony is going to be there to help you really closely.
Yeah.
You know me. I'm still around. I'm just one text away. If you have any questions, I'm here for it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
So I'm just going to thank you for having us and thank you to all those who are listening for listening through this episode.
Yeah, and I hope to see you all to our events for next year. We have, like mentioned, some big project on the way. And I'm really happy to be part of IAC. And we're really grateful for all the students attending the events, because without you, we wouldn't have the association at first. So,
yeah, that's a really good point.
Definitely. Right. Well put, Liam.
Thank you.
That's why he's president.
And I think with that,
it's a wrap, guys. Thank you so much for everyone listening. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. I hope you enjoyed this one as much as I did enjoy recording it with the guys. So, yeah, honestly, this is pretty hard for me to say, but this is going to be really the last official podcast we're releasing this year. Actually, when I'm recording this audio, we did the interviews yesterday, actually, for the next person that's going to take over the podcast, VP Podcast. I'm really excited for you guys to meet the next person. I'm not sure who it is just yet. I'm sure this person is going to do amazing in the future. Actually, right before that next person takes over, I'm going to release one last bonus episode. This one is going to be with my Capstone team. I know for many students, the Capstone feels very daunting. It's very tough thinking about it, and it feels like an insurmountable mountain. That is, at first, seems like it's so far out in the distant future, but as you go through your undergrad, that creeps closer and closer until, hey, you're finally registering for Capstone. I want to rest your mind and just tell you, Capstone is not as bad as you think it may be. And I'll actually prove it to you. I'll get my Capstone team on this podcast over the summer. It's going to be a bonus episode. You don't know when it's going to be released. But hopefully with that episode, you guys will be able to have a better understanding of how a Capstone works, mostly for an industrial engineering Capstone. I wouldn't say I'm the best person to talk to for a mechanical engineering or aerospace engineering Capstone, but I can definitely speak at length for an industrial engineering Capstone. So stay tuned, keep your eyes peeled for that. We'll be releasing that episode over the next few months. And if you're not taking any classes this summer, enjoy your break. If you're doing an internship, enjoy it too. And if you are taking summer classes, good luck. You got this. Keep working hard at it, and we'll all do great. All right, guys, take care.